We're up to Pasuk Chaf Chaf. Aitavus b'nei b'nyamin. Right, Tavu. That's b'nei b'nyamin. They commanded the children b'nyamin Lamor, saying the following. Go and make ambushes in the vineyards. Okay, obviously these ambushes were to go and capture the girls as they were dancing in the field. Urisem, and you will see why you're laying these ambushes. If the daughters of Shiloh go out to dance in the dances, at that point you should go out of the vineyards. Each one of you should take a wife, only one wife, from the daughters of Shiloh, and go back to Binyamin, take them with you. Okay? And it'll come to pass, now this is a difficult pasuk, the few interpretations here. It'll come to be like this. When their fathers come, the fathers of the girls you grab, or their brothers, to fight with us, we will say the following to them. This is the difficult part. I'm going to read it first like the Malbim. Chanunu asam. Did we give your daughters to the Binyaminites as a gift? You wouldn't want us to fight with them to get back each girl that they took. And if you're worried about the oath that we took not to give our daughters to Binyamin, don't worry about that. We didn't give them the daughters, and therefore we're not guilty on that account. That's how the Malbim learned the pasuk. Now read it like Rashi. Rashi says, "Varmanu alei." We will say to them, "Chanunu osam." Not as a question, but rather as a request. Take pity on them. Because in the war with Yavesh Gilad, when we conquered Yavesh Gilad, we took back 400 women for B'nai Binyamin. It wasn't enough. We didn't take enough for the entire tribe. Since we didn't take enough for the entire tribe, therefore we have to resort now to this idea of having them grab the women in the field. The rest of the Pasuk reads the same. And don't worry, since you didn't give it to them, you didn't give them these wives, so you're not guilty as transgressing the Shvuah. The Radak is a slightly different interpretation, but those are basically the two main ways of approaching it. The Radak also brings down Chazal here. The Chazal say that subsequent to this episode, on the episode of the dancing, on Tu B'Av, the B'nai Yisrael allowed Binyamin to legitimately intermarry with the other Shvatim. Why? On the basis of the language of the Shvuah. The language of the Shvuah was, Ish mimenu lo yitem mibito levinyamin. Any one of us will not give our daughters to Binyamin. Well, from this they understood, mimenu velo mibnenu, that we, our generations, were constrained for giving our daughters to Binyamin, but subsequent generations are not constrained for having giving their daughters to Binyamin, and therefore they were allowed, their children were allowed to marry into the daughters of Binyamin, and therefore, or vice versa, the Binyaminites were allowed to marry into their daughters, and the future of Binyamin was insured. What? No, it does make sense. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. Baruch Haba. So, it does make sense. That's the whole point. Yes, that's legitimate, and that's why they made a simcha out of that, and that simcha is Tu B'Av, the day which Huchu Shvatim Lavo Zebazeh. They also had another drasha, where another way being matir, the Radak brings down, by the way, I wrote this over in my notes, so you don't have to strain your eyes on the Radak, it's on the last page. The other thing which they learned, which they were matir, they said that they made a drasha. The pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu told, Kodesh Baruch told Yaakov Avinu, kings will come out of your loins. Now he said this to Yaakov when only one Shevet was left to be born. Only Shevet Binyamin was left to be born. From this they deduced that it must be that kings have come from Shevet Binyamin. Well, if that's the case, well, there were no kings yet from Shevet Binyamin. No kings have come about. So therefore, they darshaned, it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yaakov Avinu that Shevet Binyamin would not be annihilated, eradicated, and rendered extinct, and therefore we have to allow our children to marry into Sheva Binyamin. Otherwise, their shvuah would have been considered like, well, in this scenario, their shvuah is considered like somebody who's nishba to be mevatel, something in the Torah, to nullify or negate or contradict one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, which is not a valid shvuah. So either they found a Pesach, an opening of the lashon of the shvuah, the language they employed when they said mimenu, or in the intent of the shvuah, which ran counter to the intent of the Torah that Binyamin survived. What's bothering you? I thought we only said two, but you mean both of them? Yeah. Okay.
They were preventing.
Yeah.
All right.
They prevented.
Because 400 and founders, you did.
Yeah, the 200 is still missing, right? No, they're not missing. Wait. And by the time we get to the end of Pesach Chabes, there's nobody missing anymore.
Yeah, that's a fait accompli.
Right.
Come to the fathers from Shiloh and say, what did you do here? And then you would, according to the last
Pesach,
they would say that, well, we had to allow...
No. This is for subsequent generations. For these 600, Einach Hanami, they didn't need this kind of answer. The question is, what's going to happen in the future? Of course, you're right. For these 600 people, they already found a resolution. The 400 daughters of Yavish Gilad and the 200 women which they grabbed from the dances. The thing is, what about the next generation? For any future generation. No, but the thing is, mate, they might not have enough to be a viable shevet. So that's why they needed to find a heter for time after time after time, generation after generation in the future, to intermarry with Binyamin. Otherwise, there could come a time when they'd again face extinction. So that's why, in order to ensure that, they came up with two things. The first thing was a heter in the shvuah itself. What don't you like with that? The heter in the shvuah. That's okay. The mimenu.
Had it been saying only to justify the 200,
yeah,
they would say that's a problem.
Yeah.
400 already taken care of. From those 400, the prospects are that a Malachim would come.
Yeah.
All right. And I don't see how we learn that out about future generations from this
pasuk. It's not in the pasuk at all. No, that chazal is extrinsic to the pasuk. There's no allusion to that in the pasuk itself.
How do we explain Eitishon?
You did not give your daughters to them, that now you should be guilty. In other words, lo ka'es tashamu, you're not guilty. You didn't transgress your shvuah because they came and they took on their own. They're a choteif, they stole the girls, you didn't give them the girls.
About speculating, here they're chastising them.
Who's chastising who?
Chastising those from Shiloh. Lo atem lakatem lahem, because you didn't on your own.
Yes.
Now you are.
No, it's a nice. We are unimpressed, rather, however, with this historical context of your claim. Because clearly, all of Bnei Yisrael at the time of Mitzvah, when they got together, had taken the Shavuot together. And now they're going to fall to Shilohites. What? The evil ones for not giving their daughters. They all were in this together. So I don't see that this would be the rest of Bnei Yisrael repudiating the Shiloh people for something they themselves have participated in this grand oath.
Unless there was a difference of
But there was none.
Well,
none of the psukim.
Yeah. We have given them chanina, and you didn't go along with it.
Reading too much in the psukim. It requires several sledgehammers to get that one in. No, that's a nice try. No. So I give it credit for creativity. But more than that...
We are not impressed.
Yes, we are not impressed. Okay, I guess you're not impressed with me either, but we're not... Okay. Ebinyam followed through on this. And they took the daughters, they chat the daughters. By Sunoshin Lemisperm, they took the exact amount of women they needed, 200. Mina Mecholos. From the dancers, Asher Gozlu, which they then stole, Vayelchu Veyeshuvol Nachlosam, and they went back to their Nachalos, to their inheritance, Vayevnu Sarim, and they rebuilt the cities which had been destroyed, Veyeshuvoyim, and they dwelt in their cities. It's a very strange term, right? It's trying to... Yeah. We're trying to express how it was not... Right. Right. It's a legitimate way of functioning.
gazalu. It's as though
why does it say gazalu here?
We're putting past accounts behind us, but yet we're still using terminology like this. That's still puts binyamin in.
Why are we using terminology of the gazalu? Here's the binyamin's advantage that we use the term of gazalu, because that means that they weren't transgressing the shvuah. The gazalu is to stress that the Shilohites didn't give their daughters.
Yeah,
it was an act of zela.
What happens to somebody in Gazalan? Does he have any hana'a? Does he have any benefits?
Depends where. Normally not, but here gazalu is not used in the strict halachic sense. Look, it could be that you can build something on it, but I'm serious about this. Could be that you can build something that's worth gazalu, but it's hard to believe that the gazalu here would be negative if this is a plot which they themselves hatched, the Bnei Yisrael. I mean, after all, they're the ones that got together and told Binyamin, look what he said in Pasuk Chaf, Vayitzavu is Bnei Binyamin. They commanded Bnei Binyamin to steal. So it seems like the issue was that we're trying to point out that the shvuah is not transgressed by this, perhaps. Right? They don't make reference to it, no. Chav Dalet. Vayishalchu mishav bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael went home from there. Baisi at that time. Ish l'shivto, down on the bottom of the page. Don't turn over the page. Ish l'shivto mishpachto. Each person to their shevet, to their tribe, l'mishpachto, and their family. Vayetu misham ish nachlaso, and each one went out from there to their portions. Now, this pasuk seems to me a little bit redundant. Why does it have to say ish l'shivto mishpachto, and then again vayetu misham ish l'nachlaso? So this is just my personal theory, which is that this is a raya, a proof that this whole episode happened early on, and that all of Eretz Yisrael had not yet been conquered, as we saw that Yerushalayim was still in the hands of the Yebusi. So they didn't go back or right away, each person to his gafno tena, so to his vineyard and his fig plantation, because they hadn't yet conquered all the sub-tracts of the land of Israel within the larger areas of each and every shevet. So that's what it means. They went back to Shiftolim Mishpachto. They went back to their own regions, and then they each individually had to fight in order to establish their nachlos within the shevet, which was in fact what happened in the early days of Sefer Shoftim at the beginning of the whole story. However, this is not at all clear. The Radak here wants to say that again, this is talking about right before Shmuel HaNavi. And here we're talking about them going back to their own habitats. I don't think he addresses the redundancy in the psukim at all. He certainly doesn't try to reconcile it. And it's just saying that they all went back to where they belong. There's an interesting malbim here, which I want to show you, which discusses both tzedadim, both possibilities. And the malbim begins here on the top on the left. The top left, the second column on the top left. In the Shvot HaShoftim. Vinei. Hazman, the time period, Masai, you don't have it? Vinei, Hazman Masai Yushne Maisim Ha'achroinim, Min Pesel Micha Umin Pilegesh Kibagiva. The time when these two things occur, Pesel Micha Pilegesh Kibagiva, Lois Bar because it was not explicit in the Psukim. V'das Razal B'Seder Olam, and the opinion of Chazal B'Seder Olam, Shoyavi Me Kushan Rishosayim. That was the time Kushan Rishosayim, which was way back when at the beginning. That's why it says in the next pasuk that in those days there's no king in Israel. But Tzono Lamar means to say Sharei Ashachrei Mos Yeshua Vaskenim, after the death of Yeshua and this Kenim, there was not yet any Shofet for Am Yisrael Ad Osniel Ben Knaz, until Osniel Ben Knaz was later. Well, if he's then, according to this, according to this opinion, Yitzhak, it makes very good sense, Mashakosu, that which it says, Shabnei Don Bikshu Nachlo Loshevitz, that the Shevet of Don looked for an inheritance, a portion to live in, the Kavshu Laish, and they conquered Laish, Shezeo Achrei Mos Yeshua, that this is what happened right at the time after the death of Yeshua, Shaho Akos Shevet, when each and every Shevet went, Lichbosh Nachloso, to inherit, to acquire its portion. Does anybody know? I went to the bottom. Anybody see? I went to the bottom. Okay, everybody's got it now? V'lochdu, second line, V'lochdu b'nei Don is Laish, and the people of Don got Laish. Of course, he's covered Sevi and that makes sense. Mashkos HaYushalayim, that would say Yushalayim, that the Levi said, Lo Nosir Eliyar Nochri, we're not going to go to foreign city, or Shalom b'nei Solhena, which is not from the Jews. Shazayah Kodim Shekov Shehuda Eschokim Yushalayim, is before Yehuda conquered their portion of Yushalayim. Kvashkos L'mal, Simenov, like it said before in Perek Aleph. V'gamit Zakufi said, it makes sense also, according to this Mashkos, that which it says, Shekimu Pesel Micha, the Pesel Micha stood, Kol Yimei Ayos, Pesel Kim B'Shilo, as long as the Mishkan Shitzben stood in Shilo. Shemash, but it sounds, Shehis Mitzvah Shoveh, that it was there concurrently, Im HaSmodas or Mishilo, as long as the Aron was in Shilo. Ulam, however, that's all the proof say it was early. However, one could say it's late as well. Ulam Eimash Kosbu Chazal, fascinating medrash. David called, Shaul called the son Yonason in the parsha from in the Aftorah for Parshas Mochar Chodesh to read when Shabbos comes in first Chodesh. So he calls him Ben Avas Hamardus, the daughter of the son of the rebellious woman. I'm not sure how you translate Navas offhand, but Mardus is rebellious. So why did he call his son this? So look at interesting medrash. She'esha Shaul Rodfo Acharov, that at the time in Shiloh, all the Benjaminites ran after their wives. Shaul was pursued by his wife. Why? Because Shaul was embarrassed to grab a wife from the dancers, so therefore his wife ran after him. She was a brazen lady. She saw Shaul and she wanted him. Mashma, that seems to indicate that Medrash, Shemaisa Zos, that this deed took place Achrei Mos Shimshon, after the death of Shimshon, Kolim Shukam Shofet Acher, before another Shofet, in other words, Shmuel came about, Shazelma, and therefore it says, Bayom Yimeim El Melch Bishon, in those days there's no king in Israel. Ubezei Yitzhak, and with that we can also justify, Mashinichtu Parshus Eileh, that which these Parshus are written, Acher Maisa the Shimshon, after the deed of Shimshon. Shekeno Yod is a feast Seder as well, because that would be the order according to time periods. And that which says that the Pesel was there all the days which the Beis Elohim was in Shiloh. It's a short time, but from that time until Churm was destroyed. And that also is indicated by that which the Shomru Chachamenus, which Chazal said, which of course we saw already, Shehoina's son, the Levi, Nasa Gizbar Lotzos Birei Shlomo, became the treasurer for the treasuries of Shlomo HaMelech. And then he was later on the old Navi in Beisel. He would have lived a very, very exceedingly long time. Okay, so the Malbim brings on both sides, and he's inclined to say that the Maisa was later. We're not here to resolve this issue either way. It's obviously an open issue over all the years of debate from that time till now. Yes? I try to look? Yeah.
In a way, that took place later. But the whole thing originated here after this unified, and what could be better, more unified, than reincorporating, rehabilitating Binyamin to emphasize what was, and now we're back to one of B'nai Achim Anachim. Right? And therefore, it says, having come from this unifying, Ish the Shifto, it's like going down the level.
Regressing.
But not regressing in the next step, but now that they're reunified, as Am,
yeah.
Shevet, from the Shevet to the Mishpacha, and the Mishpacha Ish the Nachalato. That they're doing this, they're worrying about their Dalet Amot, of their Nachalah, and within the framework of
now, that's nice. The Malbim says the exact opposite of what you say, though. The Malbim, which we didn't see before where we saw it, says that this pasuk is the ultimate condemnation. It's saying that this was an ideal time. I'm Elu Velu. I'm just telling you what he says. He says, look at the exact opposite. He says that this is the ideal time for them to appoint the king and to make themselves unified and solidified as a nation. Because they had done something together from beginning to end here. Instead, each guy went home. That's it. They returned to their tribal divisiveness. And they didn't make a thing out of it, an issue out of it. And that's how the Sefer ends. There was no king. They didn't try to make a king. They left it. Ishayosha ben Aviasa. Okay.
We are repressed.
What?
We are repressed.
We are repressed.
The point, you could say that now that there is...
Is the last pasuk a condemnation? Is the last pasuk a rebuke?
No, it's a preparation.
Now it's not a rebuke?
That they, from the nation...
Bear in mind, what this pasuk...
Now they're ruhim. Only
now is
there the trying to be down the kaf schus, but the Chavetz Chaim said you can't be down the kaf shtus. I mean, look, bear in mind what this pasuk has been used to consistently throughout the last three parakim is. Every time we're about to launch a description of how despicable they were, it says by Yomi Maimin Melech Yisrael, before Pesel Micha, before Pilegesh Begiva, now it appears again. So it seems like we're saying these guys, they couldn't get their act together.
You're saying they went back to their original...
their original ways. No, but he's not learning that way. You're learning, it's a part of a thing. The last pasuk. It's
no,
not in a negative thing.
Yeah. Saying that they're now Isha
Yashar Be'Nav Yaseh,
because first of all, he's doing...
Yashar Be'Nav, no. Yashar Be'Nav is not Yashar.
Because there's no alternative.
Oh, they should have had a king. They should have made a king.
But then what we see from Shmuel and Abihu,
it wasn't easy, but that was the Shmuel, only because Shmuel said I could do the same job, but they should have had somebody. Pinchas, right? Whatever it was. Alright, but this pasuk I think also has a more mystical meaning, which we'll perhaps get into today if we have time. First let's go through the Toil Yoso of the Rabbah, Kedarkeinu Bakodesh, which I have here in English, don't bother with the Hebrew, on the back page. The Rabbah has 18 Toil Yoso in this whole two prakim. Some of them are very strange. First of all, it says, you see the danger of straying from Torah. Micha got into a peril and almost lost his life as Bnei Don because he set up this idolatry. Secondly, you see that one should be pragmatic in waging warfare. The Bnei Don sent spies before they went to conquer Laish, and they knew they were realistic. Were they not able to conquer Laish, they would not have tried. Three, it's not worth fighting stronger, especially bitter forces. That's where Micha saw that Bnei Don were more nefesh, were angry people. He didn't try. Four, this is the most amazing one. He says, you see, bear in mind, the Rabbah holds this episode was early. So he says, we see Shevet Dan was so sinful that it's a limud chus for Shimshon. It's a wonder Shimshon came out as good as he did, considering who Shevet Dan was. Isn't that remarkable? That's what the Rabbah learns. Okay? Five, the degradation caused by the pursuit of lust. We see that both the Levi was bad for having had a Pilegesh, and the Bnei Binyamin were bad for pursuing this Pilegesh, or first the Levi, in order to have licentious relations. Six, we see, don't be so authoritarian in your own household, which is why the Levi's Pilegesh ran back home, leading to all these disastrous results. Seven is also an amazing one. It's a good thing there are no women here tonight. The women should suffer verbal abuse rather than flee. In other words, she should have toughed it out. Her husband said, you know, Zvuv Matzalah, Nima Matzalah, and he got upset at her, so she should have and that's why she ran back home. So it was a mistake. No, from her husband. We're not up to that yet. From her husband. She should have stayed. Hi, she's being battered. I don't think... Rabag says, not, doesn't say it was physical battery. Says that she was being, you know... What? Emotionally abused, right. So he says she should have stuck it out. Eight, don't delay your guests when you see they want to leave already. Right, the Pilegesh's father kept them overnight, midday. Had he let them leave earlier in the day, then they would have gotten safely back to his home. Nine, don't continue traveling at night. Well, since they continued traveling, that's how they ended up in Giva, and that's why all the negative consequences came about. Ten, if a man and woman are faced with licentious relations, in other words, they're going to take one of you, either the man or the woman goes first. He's justifying the fact that the Levi pushes Pilegesh out the door. It's amazing. 11. You sigh a little bit louder or get on the tape. 11. The amazing cruelty of Binyamin. The amazing cruelty of Binyamin. The Levi had all his needs and he was going to Beis Hashem. You know, in other words, he was a pilgrim and nonetheless he didn't take him in. And besides that, after mistreating the Pelegish, they sent her without any caring, sent her back away without caring for any injuries at all and helping her out. 12. If others harm you, wait until you're in a safe place before plotting revenge. That's why the Levi went home before he started plotting the revenge against Binyamin. 13. Dramatize an important message with visual aids. Seeing is believing. That's why he cut up the Pelegish and sent her parts, body parts, all over Eretz Yisrael in order to dramatize the terrible evil which occurred. 14. Eradicate evil, especially concerning lust, which is particularly enticing, and that's why the war with Binyamin was justified. 15. Don't help out brethren who are sinners. In other words, the B'nai Binyamin helped out B'nai Giva, and look what happened to them. They got annihilated themselves. 16. Specify completely any questions you may have. And that was with the Urim and Tumim. The first two times they weren't specific, and therefore they didn't get good answers, and therefore they fell in battle. 17. Am Yisrael are ultimately Rachmanim, and they're merciful, and they therefore work to ensure Binyamin's continuity, despite the fact that they eradicated them ahead of time, and that they eradicated Yavish Gilad in the process, but sooner or later they came back to Rachmanis. 18. All's well that ends well. 18. Hashem is Mashkiach on the promises made to the Avos not to eradicate a Shevet Mi'Yisrael. So Binyamin survived. Now, obviously, some of these are strange. I'm not going to apologize for the Rabag. He stands on his own, but we're Torah, he v'lumad anach tzrichim, and therefore we went through them all. Okay. 20. The Pasuk Chafei, we did already. We want to give a little bit of, before we get into Reb Tzadok on the dances, just want to quote to you a couple of chazals here, which sum up the period of the Shoftim. One's from Vavasra, Daftes Vavam and Beis. Here, I have it written down here. Ezu Dor Shekulo Hevel. Which is a generation, this is also a prelude for our next limud after Pesach of Ruth, because these are both midrashim which have to do with Ruth. Ezu dor shekulo hevel. What's a door which is completely empty, completely full of vanities? Have a omer zedor shoshvot ha-shoftim. This is the generation of the shvot ha-shoftim. These are empty, low generations. The Gemara goes on to say, Vayhi bimei shvot ha-shoftim. Vayhi is a lashon of woe. It's a generation which judge its judges. Amarle, if the judge would say to a litigant, Tokisa mi beit shenecha, take a toothpick out from between your teeth. Amarle, the litigant would say, Tokora mi beit shenecha, take a log out from between your eyes. Amarle, if the judge would tell the litigant, Kaspecha yol sigim, your money is full of impurities. Amarle, the litigant would say, Savech mo'uvamayim, the wine you sell in your store is diluted. So no, but there was no rebuke, no capacity to rebuke. People were not being led by the Shoftim properly, which is a very big condemnation by Chazal, because we see that the Shoftim were more or less okay. But obviously, the lower Shoftim were totally corrupt. And even these Shoftim were at the helm, well, except for several few generations far in between, they were of limited effectiveness. And the Medrash Zuta perhaps is the most powerful. Vayomer Boaz Arus. Boaz said to Ruth, Halo Shamat Piti. You heard my daughter, Vagoymer. Einayich basadeh asher yiktzurun. Your eyes should be in this field and you should harvest in this field, Vagoymer. Vatipa opaneh Vagoymer. She fell on her face, Vagoymer, etc. Amr Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Chiya Bar Abba said, listen to this Medrash, Rabbi Yisai, amazing. Kol Rosh Epsukim Sharus, the beginning of every Pasuk in Sefer Rus, Vavin, begins with a Vav. Any of you ever know that before? Not me. Very good, Mr. Zucker. Oh. Chutz, except, Mishmon Epsukim, for 8 Psukim. Why those 8? Nivnei Shadovka, because Rus clung, Livnei Bris, to the children of the covenant, Shanit Nolishmona, which was given after 8 days. That's the gay was brought. It's true, she was a woman. But being part and parcel of the Bris Shmona, even for a woman, is part and parcel of the gay was process. Ubipnei Zeko Rashi Psukim Vavin. Why do all the Psukim begin with the Vav? Klomar, to tell us, Vailador, woe to generation, Shegiborov Yerudin. That its mighty ones are low. That sums up the Shvot HaShoftim. in an awesome condemnation on the part of Chazal. And in Paul, in other words, there were lower generations later on.
Especially after Shvot HaMelachim.
But I think, you know, what's clear, if you take a look at the beginning, granted, there were other periods, but at that later on, Yehuda and Binyamin at least were more or less okay. Here the entire Am Yisrael is condemned collectively for those 350 or so years, and the truth is the Sefer is very reflexive. At the beginning of the Sefer we began, in the second parak it condemns them for intermarriage, which is a crime of licentiousness, and for Avodah Zorah, a crime of idolatry. And the Sefer ends with Pesel, Micha, and Pilegesh, Begiva. Whether they occurred early or late, doesn't matter, in order to summarize, beginning with idolatry and licentiousness, ending with idolatry and licentiousness.
One, it says that Pinchas appears throughout, wasn't all that effective.
No, but neither was anybody else. Pinchas wasn't effective. No. Right.
Even someone in the stature of Pinchas wasn't able to see the situation.
Yes, but you...
And the second one is, it's all a matter of interpretation. You could say that the Sefer ends on an upbeat note.
You could?
Well, yes, when you look at it...
It's not totally pessimistic, you mean. It's not a beat.
You look when all the Shvatim go out to wreak revenge. It does say Ish Nisrael, the singular rather than a multiple and plural, that they did go to the Urim and Tumim, that they did go to the Kohanim.
You're right. Granted. No, I'm asking. If you hold that it happened later, then there is a mile at the end of the Sefer. At least it did something together. But it seems to have been a relatively short-lived significance.
They said they wouldn't move, they wouldn't do anything.
Then they spoke to Hashem. Okay, could be. No, certainly we agree Be'enov is a negative thing, but what he's saying is that there's a somewhat of improvement at the end, and that they were Doresh Hashem and not Avodah Zarah, and that they also came collectively.
And they did destroy the Sheva.
Right. Whether it had long lasting effects is a separate issue. All right. Could be. Well, it could make the case that it wasn't so bad. All right. Now let's turn to page 2. We're going to do for Reb Tzadok here. We started last week, and we'll continue from Vihinei. On the bottom of the first column, in the top right. Okay? Vineva Mishnah Mitzayim. In the Mishnah ends, V'yom Simchas Libo, that the day of joy is Ebinyam Beis HaMikdash. Right? It says, Lo Yom Tam Lisro, Ki Yom HaKippurim. The second column on the top. No, on the right. Right. That the Yo Yom Tam Lisro, Ki Yom HaKippurim, Tu Ba'av, that Benos Yisrael will Yotze Bechol Bimcholos, Yotzos Bimcholos, and it says Yom Kippurim is Yom Sinas HaTorah, and then it says that's Yom Chasunaso, and it says Yom Simchas Libo, that's Yom Zeb Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We chayra a second line, in Lashum Shaychus Lekam, what does Binyan Beis HaMikdash have to do with this? Lepipe Rusha Rav, Shechayza Gankino, again Lepipe Rusha Rav, no, it's going to Reva Vadi Bar Tanura, Shechayza Gankino Yom Kippurim, that it's going back on Yom Kippur, Shaya Bo Chanukas Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash was inaugurated on Yom Kippur. May Allah Shal Mishnah Zeb Binyan Beis HaMikdash. From the Lush of the Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't seem they're talking about the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. Mashem is that rather it seems Shguf HaBinyon, that the building, the construction was, the erection was on this day, not a Chanukah, not the inauguration. V'nei b'posuk nema, it says in posuk v'nei chag Hashem b'shilo, there was a holiday in Shilo miyomim yomima, from days of yours. V'nei im yotzub nos Shilo lo chubim cholos v'gomer. The Tamash Amar Adak, and the Radak was astounded. What holiday did they have each and every year? That they went to dance? It's possible this was on Yom Kippur. That the daughters of Israel will go out and dance in the vineyards? But this is also strange. Why do they only have the dances in Shiloh and Yerushalayim? And not anywhere else. It seems in all this, the it's known the pasuk of the statement of Chazal, a pasuk zeh, on this pasuk, ba'atora she'itwelo imo. Shlomo HaMelech in Shir Shirim speaks about the crown which he was coronated with by his mother, Zuknesis Yisrael. Who's coronated by Am Yisrael? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Lo Zaz Misham, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says so happy with coronation by his children, that it doesn't move for their Achakrol Imo, Imi, until he calls Am Yisrael his mother. Hainu. Now this also alludes to the fact, Bamesh Mofia B'Knesset Yisrael Habina B'Pnimius Alev, Am Yisrael has the intuition, the instinct within their hearts, V'Bechinas Imo Eloah, which is called in the abstract the higher mother. Why? Because Bina Yisera Nitno L'Nashim, Bina comes from the feminine aspect of mankind, from the emotional aspect of mankind, Kayadua, V'inyon Oras HaMochim, and this is the arousal, the illumination of the mind, B'Nekudot Pnimius Shebelev, in the inner point in the heart, Ayidea Oras Hadas, by the illumination of wisdom, Hamachaber Hamoach, which connects the mind, Ve'alev, and to the heart, B'Chinas Chochmo Bina, in the aspect of Chochmo Bina, the Chayadua, and it's known, Shadas Upnimu Shala Keser, that wisdom is an internal aspect of Keser, of the crown of God, Shua Ora Makif, which is the enveloping light, Lamala Mina Mochin, above and beyond a person's intellect. Das, wisdom is when that knowledge is brought into mankind. Ka'atara Shala Rosh, normally it's like a crown upon the head. Vayna Bechina Sha'atara Sh'itlo Imo Daika. And this is the Atara Sh'itlo Imo, the crown which is brought down onto the head through a person's wisdom. Now, in this regard, let me just show you something. Just explain this a little bit here from this other point here by Chazak, Chazak, Venis, Chazek. So I wrote here, the acquisition of wisdom is a three-step process. It begins with Chokmah, knowledge. After the raw data has been assimilated, one subjects it to Bina, understanding. This entails categorization and classification of the data and allows one to extrapolate and make deductions. An individual has gone through the Chokmah and Bina processes successfully, is then ready to achieve Das, wisdom, integration of that which he has learned and understood with his self. The impact of this Das, when it is Das Torah, is Ruach HaKodesh, a divine spirit of the higher plane of Kedusha that accompanies Torah true growth. Chazal tells that Bina Yisera Nitna L'Nashim, that women have a higher degree of understanding. Clearly this is because Bina requires an emotional grasp. The categorization of facts requires a sense of feeling where to pigeonhole that fact. Women's intuition makes their Bina keener. And then I explained on this that based on this Chazak, Chazak, Venis, Chazek, each Chumash contains its own specific set of facts. That's Chochmah, the Chazak number one. We're supposed to learn those facts, understand, and be emotionally touched by the implicit message of Avodas Hashem they impart, which is Bina, Chazak number two. We then integrate these elements within ourselves and ascend to higher levels of Kedushas HaTorah, Das, which is Ruach HaKodesh, Venis Chazek, and that is the third part of the statement, the Nis Chazek. And then it went on to apply to Shlomo Zalman. But be that as it may, the point here is that in Kabbalah, wisdom, Jewish wisdom, Das, is called Pnimius the Keser. It's an internalization of the special crown of Kedusha which each and every Jew has. The Keser is normally extrinsic, because Kedusha is something which comes from the outside. When, to internalize it is the process of acquiring Chokmah through Bina and then achieving Das, and that Das is considered to be, when it's Das Torah, when it's Das in a Torah sense, akin to Ruach HaKodesh, of course on a small scale. So that's what Reb Tzadok is referring to here. The Keser, Pnimius of Keser is Das, that's when you take knowledge through Chokmah and Bina and bring it inside yourself. Amnam yesh b'zeh shtei bechinos. There are two aspects in this. Achas u'mashu zochin la'das. One is that which we merit the ofas das, the appearance of das, v'nefashos Yisrael, in the souls of Am Yisrael, mitzad horas isa russo d'la'ela. Because it comes from above, an arousal from above. Zeh peir shel yom chazun aso. That's the understanding of the day of the wedding. Zeh matat Torah, when Torah was given. Didn't come from us. We were given it. We were spoon-fed das at that point. Right? Shazay nishba das b'knesset Yisrael. It flowed down to us. Mitzad Yisrael Rusa de'ela, from arousing from above. And this is by given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu. Shuya Klolus Adas, who brought down all of the wisdom, Shel Dora Midbar, the generation of the desert, Hanikroim Dor Dea. Vayanishboim Adas, and this Das flew into them, Ayidei Matan Torah. Shuya's Chorusal Luchos, which then was carved on the tablets, Shenechka Kadas, that engraved wisdom, Vakoras, Heoretz Alokus, and the cognition of the illumination of God, Beluach Libam on the plates of our hearts. Zeniko Yom Chasunaso. That's called the day of the wedding. Hashem is Baruch Bachabonu, Hashem was the Chasun, and we were the Kala, and He chose us, the Yosul Am School, to be His unique nation, V'kidshonu v'Torah, so He sanctified us with His Torah, V'chayu Olam Nata V'zocheinu, and embedded eternal life in our midst, Kina Kiddusha Chasun L'Kala. V'yeshu B'china Achas, there's another aspect, V'ni creates B'yom Simchas Liv, which is the day of the rejoicing of the heart. This is a binyan Beis Hamikdash, and this is the building of the Beis Hamikdash. What happened then? Hainu kasher zochi nafshiso, when the souls of Am Yisrael merit, least aware to rouse me'atzvom on their own. Bivchinas hadas, when we ourselves bring ourselves to das. Va'akoras hasogaseinu yizborach hashkochos yizborach, and we recognize the control of Hashem. Bepinimius nekudas libam, in our own hearts. Zenikra binyan Beis Hamikdash, that's our building of Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash doesn't come from the top down. The Beis Hamikdash comes from the bottom up. Har Sinai, Matan Torah, was Hashem giving to us. Beis Hamikdash is us elevating ourselves to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's preferable. Hashem doesn't want to spoon feed us and give us gifts. He wants us to stand on our own 2 feet and build on our own. That's what Hashem really wants. This is called the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. This cognition, Gamram Zalek Chazal said, Yodeya Betzalel Tzarif Osio Shenivra Vem Shemayim Varetz. Betzalel knew how to combine the letters with which Shemayim Varetz were created. Shneva, it says, Vaymali also Ruach Elokim. God filled Betzalel with the wisdom of God, the Spirit of God. Bechachma, Uvesvuna Bina, Uvedas. Das, the Choam Locha, and all the work. Vakenze Omru, there, this Chazal said, Komishesh Bodeo, anybody who has wisdom, Hilu Nivne Beis Hamikdash Biyomav, it's internal wisdom. Rivnesha Bechinas Hadas, who Be'etzam Binyam Be'a Beis Hamikdash, because the aspect of Das is the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Vize Daika Nikra Biyom Simchas Libo, and this is called Yom Simchas Libo. Why? Because that's Hashem's Simcha, not our Simcha. When's Hashem's true Simcha? When He comes down to us, or we come up to Him. Hashem receives the joy from us. When we arouse ourselves. And also every specific soul, when He Himself has an arousal in Himself. Ladas is Hashem to know God. Kamram Zal, like Chazal says, Shekosh Baruch Hu sots v'sameach, kichkalo chadosha bevoy lov nefesh tzadik. Kosh Baruch Hu rejoices as if He's the kala when a tzadik comes to Him. V'nei uzeh v'nir shomu b'gmora, that's what it says in the Gemara, yom shutru ha-shvatim lovu zebezeh. Tu b'av is the time when they came to the loophole in the Shavua. The command that no inheritance, no portion should go to any other shevet. Kol shevet shevet is because each and every shevet yesh lo bechinum yuchedes, has a special aspect. Bifnei atzmo on its own by avodas Hashem yisborach. Kamo shenema, like it says, Birkas Yaakov. Yaakov said to the Shvatim, that He blessed them, each one according to their own bracha. Each and every shevet its own bracha, based on its own aspect. Therefore, each and every shevet is called by itself, Nikra Kohol, the Eda. If the Sanhedrin of each Shevet forgets Halacha, each Shevet brings its own korban as if it's its own nation, because each has its own identity. Each and every Shevet had its own Sanhedrin. When it commands the Torah that inheritances should not pass from Shevet to Shevet, it says this is the thing which God commanded. And we already mentioned Shemakoymas Elu, Shenizkar Menevuas Moshe Rabbeinu Lava Sholom Beloshon Zeh, where it says the word Zeh in the Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu, who Beneisha Mitzvah Zu Elo Shaychel Zubchinas Moshe Rabbeinu Lava Sholom. Because this mitzvah has no relevance to Moshe. He can't relate to this mitzvah. Why not? Kishar Kol Torah Nikra Al Shmo. The rest of the Torah is called that by his name, Shenemar, Kol Shenemar, Zichu Torah Moshe Abdi, the Torah of Moshe, my servant. L'chein Amar B'loshen, Zeh Adovah Shatib Hashem. That this is not Torah Moshe Avdi, this is Hashem speaking. Shezeh Adovah Daiko, who Rak Mitziv Hashem is brought. This can only come from God's command, V'loi Dei B'chinas Shem Moshe Rabbeinu, and not through Moshe Rabbeinu's aspect. Ki B'chinas Moshe Rabbeinu Lava Shalom, the aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hayadah Shel Klai Yisrael was to unite all of Am Yisrael. Han B'chinas Orah Makiv, it's like an enveloping light, L'chol Klai Yisrael, Ke'echot. All of them together, Kol Shneimar Ganki Birkas Yaakov Avinu Lov Shalom. It says in the Baruch of Yaakov Avinu, V'zosu Shadibur Lem Avim Vayvarach Hasam Shekilo Gam Lekulam Keechod. He also included all as one. Shiunichloli Kol Bechinas Zebezeh, that all the aspects should be united. Aide Bechinas Das Kanal, by the aspect of wisdom which unites all. Uzeh Yo Sanhedrin Gdoyla B'lishkos Agozis, and there was also, besides the specific Sanhedrins for each Shevet, there was the united Sanhedrin, Lishkos Agozis, which united all the Shvatim. He called Klai Yisrael, Ke'echot, as one, K'mo Shneimar, like it says, Kimitzion Teitze Torah, the Kanto Lisal HaMokom Asher Yivchar Hashem, V'nei Lohem Daiko, to them, Hashem illuminated their eyes. There's another thing I forgot, which is not only were they allowed to remarry Shevet Binyamin on this day, but this was the day also on which the Shvatim came to the conclusion that what happened during the generation of Noah's Slevchad no longer had to occur again. During the generation of Noah's Slevchad, what was the halacha? What? If they inherited the father, then what? Cause that, what would happen? What was their restriction? They had to marry within the Shevet. So it said that's lo sisov nachla mimata lamata. That each and every Shevet has its own unique individual identity, and therefore, if a daughter inherits her father's property, she wasn't allowed to marry into another Shevet. From the time they left Egypt until the Tubav, we don't know which Tubav. One Tubav, they darshened that it was only in that generation. Those Sisov Nachla, Mimata, Lamata, Acher was only for that generation which entered the land of Israel. But subsequent generations, the daughter who inherits was allowed to marry into another Shevet. And that drasha they made on Tubav, the same day that they allowed Shevet Binyamin back in to Am Yisrael. I don't know if it was the same, it wasn't the same year necessarily, but it was the same date in the Hebrew calendar. Tu B'Av represents the commingling of the Shvatim again, which is like Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu unified all the Shvatim. Lo Sisov Nachlo Mimata Lamata caused strife, divisiveness among the Shvatim. So on this day, Tu B'Av, they were once again reunited. They came together as one, both by Binyamin and by allowing the daughters who inherited their father's property to marry into another Shevet. What? Lizchutam, right, that's a milah for Bnei Yisrael. Okay. Shalfilah, V'tir Shvatim Lovel Zebezai, Dei Bechina Sadas, they made a drasha because they had wisdom. Shalfilah Behem B'mokom HaMikdash Daika. Where do they get this wisdom? In Shiloh. Or Yerushalayim. Why? Because Shiloh was the place where the Mikdash was, which united all of Am Yisrael. And that's why the Macholos were there also. What's a Machol? It's a dancing, a coming together. What unified Am Yisrael? There's no unity for Am Yisrael except to the Mokom Mikdash. That's where the Sanhedrin, which unified all of Am Yisrael, was, and that's where the Avodah, which unified all of Am Yisrael, was, and that's where they had to make this drosha. Because Chodesh Av Nivra Bos Tes. It's created with the letter Tes. Now, I don't understand this statement, but he says, Shunihiru Dechai, it's the illumination of life. And he explains that this has to do with the pasuk Ha'or Ki Tov. Tov is the associated with the letter Tes. Obviously, Tov starts with the letter Tes, right? And that illuminated Virak Tuve Garnuz Begave. And only good is hidden in Shevetah, in Chodeshav. But it's hidden. The Shevetah was meant for great things. It's hidden because of the... What? Chodeshav. What did I say? Oh, Chodeshav was meant for great things, but it was hidden because of Am Yisrael's Chatoim. But really, Av is supposed to be the highest month of the year. So he says, Vayinu Ayidei Adas... The only way of getting out that light, I'm sorry, I skipped. This month is special, that in this month there should come out the light which was the gonus for the tzaddikim from the 6 days of creation. Through wisdom, which is the Torah Shebal Peh, brings out the wisdom of Torah Mibina Salev from the understanding of the heart. Like it says, Kitova Chokhma Belibecha. Use your heart, apply it to the chokhma, and you'll have das, which is pleasant for your soul. Especially Tu B'Av is the high point of the month. Then the moon is full. And that's why they made the dances. Which is the enveloping life which surrounds, makes a circle. Of all of Am Yisrael, the daikon specifically b'mokam amikdash in the place of the Beis Hamikdash, Kiru Shalayim v'Shilo Shamat Shama Mishkan. For Gam Lasi Lava in the world to come, Yazman. When Mashiach comes, Yazman as a daikon mucha l'binyan as a Beis Hamikdash kitzam zika. The Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt on Tu B'Av. Shlo yeh yotiv gadol menon, there will be great, no greater yotiv than Tu B'Av. V'ayim neisha ozo yeh tachlis birur. Then will be the ultimate clarification, bizgalus, explicitly, oragonus of the hidden light, v'oz, it says at the end of Masech Tainus, osir HaKosh Baruch Hu lasos hamochu l'tzadikim. God makes a dance for the tzadikim as well. K'mosh ne'emar v'omar b'yom ha'u v'goymer. V'v'chosh says at daikor, shovas mesos libeinu. And that's why Nebuch, the opposite occurred in this month as well. This month is sensitive. For either way, for the Beis HaMikdash to go. Either up, on Tu B'Av, or down on Tes B'Av. V'nepach le'evel mecholenu, ne'shloyinu k'day l'zeh. Our dances became avelus, because we weren't roi, mim'na'idei ma'aseinu, because of our deeds. Skipping to the next column here, we have the arrow. V'chayaduan, it's known, she'esh madregos, there are levels, b'china sigulim v'yosher. There are circles and there are lines in Kabbalah. Shebivchinas Yosher Yesh Madregos Chalukos. When you talk about the spheros as lines, there are different levels. Umala, higher, umata, lower. Ketura saw them like a man which goes from the head which is higher to the heels which are lower. However, Bivchinas Egulim, when you talk about circles, Hainabiz Galus or Makif, when the hidden light is revealed, Ein Chiluk Madregos, there's no difference. The Katan Vagodo Shamhu, Lagia La Madregal Yona. Everybody can reach the highest level. V'lochein gam esman Tu B'Av. Therefore, the time Tu B'Av shoya gam kin esman am yuchal is gaus or makiv kanal, which is the time to reveal that hidden enveloping light, as gam kin tismach besulas Yisrael b'mochol. Therefore, the daughters of Am Yisrael will rejoice in the dancing. L'dovar the daber diber kedusha am ramzi leila, to speak things of holiness. In other words, this is not a frivolous event. This is a holy event. The name Memrash Nia. Then turn back to the first page, where it continues on the bottom. The name Memrash Nia. The Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Nachman Yom. It says there next to the bottom left. Yom Shehutru Ashvatim Lo Shevet Yom Shehutru Shevet Yom Lova Bakol. Who gam ki remez al dvarein ro now. That which it says, this is the day which Binyam was allowed to remarry into the kihi kol, also alludes to the same point. V'l'nimad mi pasuk hanal, so learn from our pasuk. Hine chag la'ashem b'shilo miyom yomimah, v'yom yetu b'nei sh'bno shilo l'achu b'imcholos, t'chaneh ashe gam ki yom tu ba'av api dvarein ro now. This day was also tu ba'av. V'nei heter l'shev binyam in l'vo v'kol, also the heter of shev binyam, it's come b'kol, that was also because they got the wisdom to be matir the shvua on this day. Like I said, we don't want to lose the shevet Am Yisrael. Because the wisdom of Torah, which is like the crown, right? The Keser is round, and internalized it's the das of the Sanhedrin, and they knew you can't have, the crown is not complete with all without all of Am Yisrael. You can't lose the whole shevet. Like we know, we have a tradition, the low color shifta, no shevet will be annihilated. We need them for the 12 sides of the square, which surrounds the Mishkan and surrounds the Beis Hamikdash, surrounds the coffin of Yaakov Avinu. Rabsonik says it took place in 2 years. The first year they started feeling bad in their hearts, manasel no son nashim, what do we do for the ones that are left for women? So Kosh Baruch that year gave them the counsel, it's to grab from the dance of Shoya B'Yomazeh. And the next year, when they reach this day of Tuba Tesva of Iyar, they're able to be Mati Shvua. We can't give, but our children can give. By day they team love over the call, and through this they allowed them to come into the call, Bishlamus, completely. She had Nishlam Kedushas Hashavet, that the Kedusha Shavet should be complete, Bisol Klaisro. And they understood, hey, it's not a coincidence that this happened on Tuba of. They understood Shakdushas Hayom, that the sanctity of the day, Goram Lohem Lohoyer Nehem, allowed them to illuminate their eyes. Livchinas Hadas, with this wisdom, Shuar Makit, which comes from the enveloping light, by Edezek, Kavua, Liyantav Gadol, and therefore, throughout the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they made this a great Yontif. Achlo Yom Mitovim Yisrael, so there were no greater days for Am Yisrael, Kitubahav, like Tubahav and Yom Kippur. Valzeh Gam Yovel Nochon, this week, and also understand, HaPerush, by pasuk tenaren abnos tion by torah sheidu lo imo v'yom chasunaso zematan torah v'hainu yom kippurim v'yom simchas libo zeben yom beis hamikdash, which is v'hainu tu b'av kidvarenu kanal, and that is tu b'av. Now it's late. I figured I'd be able to get a lot more done, so you're just all going to have to come to the siyum next week. I'll try and record that too, but I want to show you the beginning of what I want to speak about. I want to speak about the last pasuk. I'll give you an invitation afterwards, but. Right. So, but anyway, if you take Rav Tzadok also speaks about that, how why you make the mesiva purim on Matzai purim. Of course, don't worry, we'll speak about that too. But if you take a look on page 3, so I show you. Oh, excuse me, page 2 at the bottom. I just want to show you the last pasuk speaks about. This is the link between Purim and the end of Sefer Shoftim. Why it's Mamish Yata Dishmaya, they're finishing Shoftim in Chodesh Adar Beis, because Reb Tzadok says in Yud Tes here in Resisei Laila, Inyan Golus Hashchina. The concept of Golus Hashchina, Perush Shchina, who midas Hashem Yisbarach, the concept of Shchina, the divine presence, who midas Hashem Yisbarach, Shu Shochem Besoch Levavos Bnei Yisrael, is the midah of Hashem that He dwells within the hearts of Bnei Yisrael. Like it says, that's what Malchus is. When we speak about Hashem's Malchus, it's Hashem's presence in the heart of Am Yisrael. Ketam, like it says, His heart is in everything. His Malchus rules over everything. Perush Bakol. Hainu bechol gam mashu merchak ravina, which seems very distant, over toch to masam, and even the tuba of Am Yisrael, afilu b'leiv ameshuka, even in a heart which is mired, mikol minei taivus, in all the lusts, v'zuaman pollution, sheimanikra b'loshna kosuf tuma, which is what's called tuma in the pasuk, mikol makom nonetheless chelak Hashem amo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with his nation. And then he goes into the discussion of this, how it works during Golos. We'll get into that perhaps later next week. Just turn to page 3 for a moment. And it says, in the second column in the top, V'chein mevur, and we know, HaMelech Stam, wherever it says Melech Nemegillah, V'melech Malchim Lohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'gam mevur, Agam the mevur of Shadakos with Achashverosh Medaber, even though it seems that the Pesukim are talking about Achashverosh, then nonetheless, Kmo Yava Melech V'Amon El Mishteh V'Chum Domeh Hu Rak Hitzadi Slabshus B'Golus HaShchina. It's only because the Shchina had to work in mysterious hidden ways in Shushan. However, when Esther spoke to Achshver, she spoke in a second, separate level to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She loved she saw Ruach HaKodesh. She was full of Ruach HaKodesh. Madrego zu hanikra malchus. What's the Ruach HaKodesh? What is das? Das here is the malchus. To his galus shchinos his baruch bekerav levava, which is the revelation of God within our own hearts. And only God, Shochim b'chol katzveretz, is the one who dwells in all ends of the land. Vein od mamish. Literally, there's nothing else outside of God. Shein shum davar mamashi klal zuloso. There's nothing which has substance at all. Rakan hogas melech malchim lachim akadosh baruch hu bilvad. And Hamad, he goes the next place to underline Hamaskel Yovin. Somebody that has intelligence will understand. Ki davas enis galu b'neis purim. This is revealed in the Neis of Purim. This is the essence of Purim. Shamelech stam, who melech malchi amlochim. A melech is melech malchi amlochim. Hashem is within everything. Skipping down just to Chav here for a minute. It's Neis Purim, Nikra Bereish Per Gimel Yuma. Sof Kol Nisim. It's called the end of all miracles. Kunas why? Chor there's Chanukah afterwards. Kunas b'midah achroinim yividoyis av yisbarach. It was done with the last of Hashem's midos. Shadua Shesh Sheva Midos, which corresponds to the 7 days a week. Vishesh Moado Midos, Heim Negdom Shesh Manim, Ham Furashim Torah. The six Midos have six times the Torah. Pesach Shavuos Vesukos. Three. Yodua Shem Negdom Shlos Avon, they correspond to the three forefathers of Rambi Tzak Yaakov. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, Heim Negdom Trem Bade Arava, Negdom the two shoots of the Arava. That's Moshe and Aaron. Va'atzeres shu regel b'lifnei atzmo, re'atzeres shmini atzeres, which is its own independent yontif, u'mitzagamina k'nishu, and it's called the gathering, negem midas ha'yisod, that's due to midas v'yisod. So shomitz atzik kol midas, where all the midas come together, la'ashpia, to influence midas malchus ha'yisbarach. And guess which yontif has to do with malchus? So the interesting thing is, what's the period of shoftim? The period of Shoftim is a time when Ein Melech be Yisrael. The Midah of Malchus Hashem, the internalized knowledge and connectedness of Hashem to Hashem, and knowing that Eino Milvado, and that the Melech Malchiam Lochim is what the focus of every Jew in his heart should be, was not in Am Yisrael. And that's why Ish HaYosher Bein of Yaseh. And Purim, which they didn't yet have, is the tikkun for that, is the rectification for that. The closest they had for that is Tu B'Av. Tu B'Av was the time when the Binyan Beis HaMikdash would occur, and it was the time which brought the Shvatim together, and brought Vayhi B'Yishur Melech B'Saseif Rosh Hayam Yachad Shiftei Yisroel. That's what brought about the Malchus at that time. But it wasn't enough. Purim is the time which creates the Achdus in Am Yisroel with the Malchus of Hashem, even without a Beis HaMikdash, everywhere where Jews are. And that's why Kol HaMoados HaSidim Liz Batel Chazal say, V'imei HaPurim Aleilu Lo Yavru Mitoch HaYehudim V'zichron Lo Yosuf Mizarim. Wherever Jews are, the day to focus on Malchus Hashem is the day of Purim. Here's Hashem next
week. This concludes our series on Sefer Shoftim. I hope you've enjoyed the series, listening to the series, as much as I've enjoyed giving it. And although I mentioned something about a siyum, I don't think that the siyum will be on tape, but now that you've gone through the whole series, you can make a siyum, siyata d'shmaya yourself, and the points which I alluded to and started making are from the Mesisei Laila of Reb Tzadok HaKohen, Osi Osi Utes and Chof, and he builds there further on the idea of Malchus, and my intent was in the siyum to build further on the connection between Ein Melech Bisrael and the Fu'alamaka of Purim, which is the day of Malchus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being Mofia B'Liban Shei Yisrael and B'Liban Shei Melachim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mofia in the levavos of all of Am Yisrael and be Machzir, all of us B'Tshuva Shleima, in order that we should be Zoiche to the Geula Shleima, and Yakir Veidu Koi Shvei Sevel Kilchot Yichra Kober Tishava Kol Hashon. And when we will be Zoiche to L'Tikun Olam B'Malchus Shakai, B'Imher V'Yameinu Amen.